Yeah.
Yeah, there's a different but he's talking something which is a little bit strange to me. I don't know that it has to do with this Tosfos. Tosfos said before that the reason why the Gemara picked on the Shema more than other Hilchos Gittin, Rabbeinu Tam said, because in other Hilchos Gittin, they're Bikiyim. They know Hilchos Gittin, but they don't accept the Drosh of the Shema. Now, the Maskana of the Gemara is Tam Safi, the Dainu Enigma Gemiri. So then what's the Chash? So Rashi said the Chash is that he found again in the street. From the Reed, a different Chash. Maybe the Sefer wrote the top place is the top of Gimel Menal. And maybe the Sefer wrote the Get Liz Lamed. He wrote the names Liz Lamed. And then the Baal, who didn't know about. And then the Baal, who didn't know the halachas, he took this Get, he found this Get. I don't know how he got the Get. And it was Machtim Olof. He was Machtim Olof. The Baal didn't know about Lishma. So it comes down like this. The Sefer knows about Lishma. The Shat, the Baal doesn't know about Lishma. So who exactly are these people who don't hold from Lishma? They don't agree to the drush of Lishma. The Talmidei Chachamim in Chutz La'aretz, they know about the drush of Lishma. They agree to the drush of Lishma. The Seferim accept it. So who are the people who don't know about Lishma? The people in the street. People in the street who find the get and think it's okay because the average man in the street, the average Joe in the street doesn't know about Lishma. That's what that's the people that Tosfos was talking about, Rabbeinu Tam was talking about, when he said that in Chutz La'aretz they don't believe in the drasha of the Shema, and near lehem ikad drasha. But the people in the street have opinions about what's an ikad drasha and what's not an ikad drasha. Well, about this hard for me to understand, it's a little bit strange to me. In the beginning, when we read the Tosfos, I thought, yeah, and in Chutz La'aretz, the Talmidei Chacham in Chutz La'aretz, they have this shita that they don't hold from the Shema. They're big Talmidei Chacham, and they know all the Hilchos Gittin, but the Din of Lishma, they don't agree to. And since we don't accept their Halacha, we hold there is a Din of Lishma, so we can't rely. But it comes out, and the Maskanos and Gemara comes out, Stam Sa'af of the Dynamic Megmiri, the Seferim know about Lishma. So what's the Shash? According to Rashi, maybe the husband found again on the street. According to Tosfos, maybe the Sefer wrote in his Lamed, and the Baal didn't know about it, and he took the Get, it was Machnamot. So it's the Baal who doesn't know about Lishma. So then what's this, what is this? And you're the Ikad Rasha. The Baal doesn't hold from the Ikad Rasha. What does the Baal have up today over here? What's the Ikad Rasha now? Yeah, Daniel.
Well, as you were saying, Tosa said earlier, the previous Lefi Shem Kima Shema, that they weren't Makabal the Drasha. And this Tosa, his Lashon is Lo Yada. The concern is that the Baal is going to claim he doesn't know about it. Not that he wasn't a Kabbalist, but he just didn't know that he needed the Shema. So maybe that's what like a random guy on the street would say. Yeah, I didn't know about it. I'm a guy on the street. What do I know? What was that, Rabbi?
What was it? Rabbi Natam Lachar is going, saying Ali B'da Emes. I don't say Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says, unless Rabbi Natam has a different shot in the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Natam is talking. I don't know. This is a little bit wild. Maybe Rabbi Natam has a different shot in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Not that he found it in the street like Rashi, and not that the Sefer wrote it Islamed like the Reed, but that there are some Seferim in Chutz La'aretz who don't believe in the Shema. Maybe Stam Safer denied Enigma Gemiri, but there are some Seferim in Chutz La'aretz who don't believe in the Shema. It was strange that the fear of Rabbeinu Tam is going to be muchach a different shot in Stam Safa Dedaini, and Tosfos doesn't bring it. At the bottom of the Omer, Tosfos talks about Stam Safa Dedaini, he brings Rashi and he brings the Ri. So it would be very mechudish to say, but Rabbeinu Tam is going to have a third shot. Somehow didn't make it into the Tosfos. I don't know, it's a little bit strange. Yeah, I want to start the next Tosfos. I don't think we have time to finish it today. But just make a haskala. So the Gemara says, well, the Tosfos that's your betray, man. Not maybe I will skip. Tosfos that's your betray. So what the Gemara says, what's the opportunity in Rabbi and Rabbi? So the first nafkamina is, one of the, is the asil bei tre. Two people brought the get. So what's the matter? Two people bringing the get. So Rashi says that shnei nasa shluchim l'gash. If I get yaitzim k'achas elei shnei, that loss was taken from later on to Zayin. The get is yaitzim k'achas elei shnei. When two people bring the get, sounds like in Rashi, when two people bring the get, so we have two people who are able to make the get. These two people who are coming from Chutz Lords, they'll be able to make the get. They'll recognize the signatures. They'll be able to make the get. So now, according to Rova, there's no problem. Adam would see the kaimah. The shluchim themselves will be able to make the get. So Tosi asks Rashi, you're still of kashas. Tosi asks, so Taisis, first of all, first of all, how are they going to be around? We're going to hang them in the closet. Like, how do we know that these Edom are going to be here and they're going to be Motzi L'Kaima? Edom came from Chistar, so maybe they're going to leave. So that's number one. That's a Kash Rashi. I don't know what to do with that. Then Taisa is another Kasha Rashi. But Lomeli the Asiyu Beitre. Kachshav Mishnayim in Ashuk Shemakim Chassim Yisidayim. Why do you have to single out the Asiyu Beitre, the two people brought the get? Who needs two people to bring the get? The main thing is that there are two people here from Chustarz, from the same Adina where the get was written. Kachshav Mishnayim in Ashuk. Especially since, we should stress, it's not as if we know for a fact that these shluchim are makirim chasim esbeid. I think other Rishonim asked it as a kashan rashi. How do we even know that these eidim are makirim chasim esbeid? They're the baal shluchim to bring the get. Who says that they know the eidim? Who says they recognize the signatures of the eidim? I don't know why Tosh doesn't ask it for a kashan rashi. I think other Rishonim do. But we're going to have to say that we assume that since these two shluchim, they came from the same town, they came from the same Medina, so in the summer they're able to mekayim the get. Well, if that's the case, then who needs them to be shluchim? As long as there are two people here from the same Medina, as long as there are two people in town from the same Medina, so they'll be mitzvah mekayim. So why does it have to only be the asiyu beitre? So then it says, this kashi, Rashi himself is mesiachas to. Rashi and Dr. Zayin. What I say is over there, in the bottom of the Zayin, that's the Gemara, and the Gemara is mefalpalin. Where Taka talks about Rav and Rav, but at the bottom, Rashi says over here, "Mitachas leishneim." Look, Rashi says, "Leishneim adukim byishneim shluchim." So, I'll get Yotzi beveist mitachas leishneim. Shneim adukim byishneim shluchim. So, Rashi's kosher. They're not saying anything. They're not being mekayim. They're not saying before the nechta. The lechada shechul meimer. Only one shliach. When it's one shliach, yes, before the nechta. One shliach. I say before the nechta. I say both things before the nechta and before the nechta. The lelechlofi became shdoris dialma. I feel hofi kosher. Here it's kosher even without before the nechta. The kasova shnayim shevi you get ain sichem leimer. The time of mishum shein ainim mitzvim lekayim. Actually, it's different than Tosis. Tosis says, why not just talk about Shnayim and Ashul? Actually, it's a different kasha. These Shnayim themselves, the Lashon HaNemara is that it has to be, the get was Yoytzi Mitachas Yedei Shnayim. So that we see them both as Shluchim. They both have the get, they're both holding the get, so the get is Mechiach that they're both Shluchim. Yes, Rashi, why do they both have to be shluchim? Even if only one of them is a shliach, the get's only yoytzi mitachas is one of them. But the other one also came from Chutz Laretz. So the mice, you have two people able to mekayim the get. In effect, it's Taisa's kasha. Just in a way, it's a stronger kasha. Here I have mamash, two people here. I see I have the shliach and I have the other guy. What if they both be shliach? Why does the get have to be yoytzi mitachas in a shliach? So Rashi answers, when two people are bringing the get, so then it's very clear. Two people brought the get, it's a special case. It's different than a regular shliach who brought a get. The distinction is clear. there were two shlichim and not one. So we have what to rely on. But if you're going to have one shlichim, if there's only one of them is a shlichim, but it happens to be there are other people who came with him on the same plane. So it's just like a loy plug. If you're going to allow that, some people aren't going to realize that it's saying one shlichim brought a get, and he didn't say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. And people aren't going to understand the difference. No, here there were other passengers, and it wasn't other passengers. So they made a loy plug. Yes, that's the answer for Tosfos Kash and Rashi. That's the answer to Tosfos Kash and Rashi. Rashi also is a loy plug. When there's two shluchim, it's different than one shliach. There's a clear difference. So we can take off the requirement to find a nechta, find a nechta. But if there's only one shliach, it just happens to be there. Other people here from Chustor, that's too vague. That's too that's where a loy plug comes in. So then we still have to have a find a nechta, find a nechta. Okay. So anyway, what is Tosfos learn? How does Tosfos learn? Va'emiri. Where did it go? Umafarashiva, the Asu Betray means the Ami Shabal Shulchan. The Asu Betray means that the two shluchim come and they say to us, they say to Beistin Shabal Shulchan. The Sulay Mehemalem Shalachim. Once they say that he was Shalachim. So they're Neman, they're Adam. The Adam say that they themselves are made, that they're the shluchim. They can be made on themselves at the shluchim. How can they be made on themselves? How can a person be made on himself? The stomach is relying on the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Gimel. The Gemara says that two people who bring a get, hey, or there's some Kiddushin, two people who brought Kiddushin for a woman, two people who the husband made them shluchim for the Kaddish woman, you don't have to fight, you don't have to have other Eidei Kiddushin. Hein, hein, shluchim, hein, hein, eidav. The shluchim are the eidav. There's a famous Rivash. The Rivash asks, what shot? How can the shluchim be the Edom? They're being made on themselves. They're being made that they were Makadosh. Says the Rivash, that you see from that Gemara, it's Kiddush Nechman Gimel. You see from that Gemara that a Baldin is only possible Edos when he has a Negius. If he has no Negius, then the fact that he's in the story is not a problem. The shluchim have no Negius. They're not married to this woman regardless. They're not the husband. They're not the wife. They're just, it's no skin off their nose whether she's married to him or not. So they have no negius. So since they have no negius, no problem that they're in the story they're being made on themselves. So the same thing over here. The shluchim, they have no negius. She's just married. There is a get. It doesn't affect them. So they can be made on themselves. Shabbal shalchem. It's not a problem of making babies. So it's a good eidus. Tais means more later on that day. Dochi yom alakaman. Shnayim ein shichem loy mebavani nechta. Humaylu yoymu bavani negishem. Milay mehemni. These three Gemaras are all connected. The Gemara in Daf Hey says the same halacha that we've been talking about. The Gemara says that the boy ben Shmuel Mirafuna, Shnayim Shevi Uget Medina Sayam, Shichem Shem Lefanei Nechta Lefanei Nechta Ma'ein Shichem. Shmuel Esther Funa. Shnayim shev yuget. They have to say b'fanei nechta. They don't have to say b'fanei nechta. It's a strange thing. Here we have that it's Shmuel Esther Funa, and in Dr. Zion, we have it's a member of Rav Yechonon. I'm Rav Shmuel Yehuda Rav Yechonon. Get yaitz v'tachas l'shneim et Moshe. Why do we have to have two separate members? We'll come back to this. But Akapanim, he asked him, Shnayim shev yuget. Sichem shem b'fanei nechta v'ein sichem. Amalei ein sichem. Amalei yoyim b'fanei no yishem ilay mehemni. I said the Rava Nichos, so that's good acquaint the Rava, but the Rabba Kasha. And then the Gemara Slach Shlom, but it's the Gemara Slach Shlom. So Taisa says, what does Taisa want from that Gemara? What does Taisa see in that Gemara? It says in Agamar that they don't have to say b'fanei nechta. But according to Rava, the two people don't have to say b'fanei nechta. What do you see in Agamar more than it says in Agamar? Someone who saw in Agamar is in the scene of time. It says in Agamar in the scene of time. Ma'ilu yoyimu b'fanei no gish. What does that mean? What is that in the scene of time? Ma'ilu yoyimu b'fanei no gish amilay mehemi. What does that even mean? What's happening about it? Taisa says the reason why in Shnayim Shevi'ah they don't have to say b'fanei nechta is because they say shluchim on them. Habal shalachtim. And Mela, that takes off the problem of Ziv, because the Baal, we're not chayish, the Baal was Mazayif to get himself. We're only chayish that the woman was Mazayif to get, a friend of the woman was Mazayif to get. But if the husband sent to get, we don't have a shash. So the two Adam come and they say, HaBaal Sholchem, so Mela, he took off all of the shashes. And they're Adam, they're able to be made. What does Tosfos want with Milo Yomu? I mean, what's Pshat in the Gemara even with Milo Yomu? What does that have to do with Milo Yomu for Neinu Gersh? Slimmer and Shif says Pshat, that Tosfos and Pshat in that Gemara, that Milo Yomu means that it was being a proof that we're not Choshish, that the Baal is Mazayif to get. Because what if they were just made Shehabal Gersh? What if two Adam come and say, we saw the husband give a get to the wife. So how do they accept it? Why aren't we chayshish that the husband gave the wife a false get? A get mezuyif in order to have shiloh. People are even come and they're made that the husband gave a get to his wife. Why are we afraid that the husband deliberately wrote a get with Adam mezuyif for him or shalei lishma and gave her a get that's not a kosher get in order to be makakula? Obviously, the answer is that we're not choshish for that. Ain't a choshish lachshiva. So if they saw the husband give a get to the wife, we assume that it's a get kosher. So the more is saying, so Rav Puna over there is saying enough, hey, Milo Yoyma for Nenu Gershim, Yigli Mehemni, that would be good enough. We wouldn't be choshish if the Baal was makakular. So if two people bring a get, it's also good. What are you choshish if the Baal was makakular? You see that we never choshish if the Baal was makakular. That's what some of the Pashup Shatim Tosfos. That's what Tosfos bringing the more in the faith. It's being Lemur Dafe because the way Tosfos understood the Gemara Dafe, it's a riot to his shita. The Nesinus time of the Gemara, Ma'al Yom Mufnein Gisha, according to Rashi, what's Ma'al Yom Mufnein Gisha? What does that have to do with anything? The vote of Shaim Shiri is that they're Mitsuyin Lekaimah. But they're available to Mimkayim the Chasimus. What in the world does that have to do with Ma'al Yom Mufnein Gisha? If he Tosfos, it makes sense. It's a chacha that the Baal is a chacha lachshila. So the MS is it's Hakar Kash and Rashi. What does Rashi do with the Gemara Dafei? How does Rashi understand the Gemara Dafei? It's interesting that the Tosfos doesn't make it a Kash and Rashi. They said other Kashas and Rashi, Otto Bekipa Toli Lahu, and Mali Shaim and Ashuk. Tosfos could have asked Rashi. It's against the Gemara Dafei. The Gemara Dafei is a different reason why two people don't have to be. Why should I you don't have to say in front of them? Because my Yom. In Tosfos or Rosh, I think, to double check, but in Tosfos or Rosh, I think he has to do the Kash and Rashi. The Gemara Dafei is Muchuch, not like Rashi. It's a little bit strange to me why Tosfos didn't ask it as a Kash and Rashi. And number two, Taka, what does Rashi do with that Gemara? That's really Mr. Liasha. What in the world is Rashi? How did Rashi save Shap in that Gemara? How did Rashi learn that Gemara? Okay, I'll have to wait till next time. Okay. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.